Welcome everyone to day 17 of the Winter Feast for the Soul on this cold Saturday morning. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Just take a moment to let yourself settle into your seat, into your space. Finding that sense of groundedness in the body. Letting go of the morning you've already had. Travel, breakfast, figuring out the computer. Getting yourself to your seat. Whatever it was, just let go of that as best you can. Also, for the next period of time, letting go of what you're anticipating for today. So not snowing right now, not getting through the ice. Just let yourself settle into present moment awareness. What's it like to be you right now in this space with these people? And continuing our discussion of the right speech, yesterday we talked about being truthful, so we could ask ourselves what I'm saying to myself or to others, is it true? And today we could ask ourselves, is it kind? So not so much what we're saying, but how we're saying it. So really paying attention to the ways in which we might be sarcastic or gossiping or character assassination, criticizing, being so-called helpful, really paying attention to our motivations. And if our speech is, the intention of our speech is to divide people or to bring them together. That's one way to think of it. And the easiest way, of course, is to be able to ask ourselves, is it kind? And that includes the way that we talk to ourselves. The kind of, sometimes we're more unkind to ourselves than we are to our friends. So finding ourselves in situations where we might be talking to ourselves and realizing we wouldn't even say this to a friend. Kinds of things like that. So, kind, broad sense of kindness. And then noticing how that makes us feel when we are kind. Again, remembering like the way our actions affect the way we feel. That's really one of the understandings of karma. There's an immediate effect in the way we feel, and then affects the next moment as well. So as you're doing your formal practice today, noticing the tone of voice you might be using with yourself. So let's practice. So again, taking our seat, feeling that sense of groundedness, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body, just resting. From that groundedness, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening and softening in front. Really connecting to that sense of care for yourself and others. Soft, tender source of kindness. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and kindness of our practice together.